My daddy had a bakery in a little town in Texas, on the road where Clyde and Bonnie both ran wild. When we heard that they were coming, everyone went home a running. But my daddy, who was fearless as Daniel with the lions, he was marked for a sucker from the tramp to the trucker, and they all beat a path to the bakery door. But my daddy, who feared no one, left the bakery doors wide open with a Bible on the counter and a hog leg in the drawer. But the hungry had to listen to his quiet words of wisdom, and he fed them first with manna from above. The only price they paid, they had to listen while he prayed. Daddy blessed them and fed them the old bread and love. Mother nagged at him and scolded. I remember when she told him, "You're gonna break us, trading everything away." Paper roses, wicker baskets, they were stacked up in the attic, and they stayed there until Daddy passed away. But he always made her listen to his quiet words of wisdom. He said, "Mother, girl, please try to understand. I'm just answering God's call, and I'd rather feed them all than to ever turn away one worthy man." In the day from above, the only price they paid, they had to listen while he prayed. Daddy blessed them and fed them the old bread and love. The hobos found a heaven on Highway 77. Daddy blessed them and fed them.